the teacher's lounge.
Okay, before we get started, I need to let you guys know what we just witnessed in the studio. So the past three episodes, we have been like on Rebecca, like you gotta sit forward. And she goes every episode.
She's like,
hey, oh, throw me a hoodie. I'll put it behind me so that I won't lean backwards in my chair. She puts it there. She goes, good.
Immediately goes back.
Again, back leans too back. Far.
I'm like, no, that doesn't work either. I'll throw me another one. Almost whips it into Bree's face.
I didn't know which way to go. I was like, you know how when you think you're about to fall and you you step and you try to brace your face for...
and then you don't know anything.
I've been bullied.
Okay, that face. That made me think of Kevin Hart.
Bree is a survivor.
I really had like a fight or flight, but I was like, I couldn't go nowhere.
So in my defense, to make you guys feel bad, when I was in middle school, I broke part of my lower back.
Doing what?
Cheerleading. I got dressed. So like we were young.
Way to bring the vibe way down.
No. That's why I sit on the
I'm totally kidding.
Rude.
Well, so we were doing cheerleading, and this could be a funny story because it's funny now. But we were like young. We were in sixth grade. We were learning how to do baskets. So they shot me up and they were like, whoa, that's so high. And forgot I was coming back down on the basketball court.
I never trust a sixth grader.
Can I
can I tell a funny story about cheerleading? Because I was unfortunately a cheerleader. No,
unfortunately.
Listen, it was. Anyway, your eyebrows.
I was trying. Were you
a cheerleader?
Okay.
Yeah, she said, unfortunately, pay attention to the context.
I'm so sorry.
No, I was a cheerleader, and I distinctly remember my junior year of high school. Like, I was a gymnast for 13 years, so like I could like do backflips and stuff.
Y'all be doing
but
stuff.
But I was scared to do them on a gym floor.
I was like, no,
don't make me do it. And they're like, you got this. Go, you've got it. And I'm like, I got it. And then I started running. I do my backflip.
Parkour.
Yeah, I did not parkour. I like jumped up. I was in like mid flip and it wasn't high enough. I landed on my knees in the middle of the court and then fell straight onto my face.
No.
And I had braces at the time.
Oh.
Yeah, you know where this is going. My braces went through my lip.
Oh.
And I'm laying on the court. It's like one of those moments where like I wasn't paralyzed, but I was paralyzed from embarrassment.
Yeah.
So I'm laying there and everyone in the audience, you just hear a collective, ooh.
Wait, this wasn't.
This is not a basketball game.
Okay, so this is what I would have done. I would have pretended I was knocked out.
Oh, I did.
I was dead.
Dude, I lay there on the floor and I was like, and then the ref comes running over, like trying to help me. My mom is a nurse, so she's running down from the stands.
Oh my gosh.
And you just, you know, everyone's just like, ooh, like I'm glad that wasn't me. And like, it was just awful. I sat the rest of the game out, not because I was hurt, because I just didn't want to be.
My
pride was really hurt.
Hey, that's why I sit on the couch and eat donuts, because.
Oh no.
A donut would never do me like that. I ate a carrot and a cucumber one time. I choked on the carrot. I was like,
no.
If I would have ate a donut, it would just slid down. It would never do me like that.
My husband was out of town. He was at a conference and I was getting ready to go to a rehearsal. Okay. And Oreos made s'more Oreos at one point.
S'moreos?
Oh, s'moreos. And I was like, just going to have like one or two of these before rehearsal.
No. Five or six.
Oh, no.
And I'm pounding them in. And then the last one, I choke. And it's not like a little like, no air is coming out at all. And I was like, so in my head, I'm thinking, okay, someone's got to make something up. Say that I fell, but don't say I died with an Oreo in my throat. But I'm literally thinking this, and I'm like, do I run to the neighbors? Do I like run to our neighbor and be like, hey.
You were by yourself?
I'm by myself in this house. So
oh,
I'm like,
God.
What do I do? And I remember the 30 Rock episode where Liz Lemon pushes herself up against a chair and it comes out. And I was like, I'm going to have to Liz Lemon this out.
Oh my
and
gosh.
So I do that. It comes out. it's super gross. I'm like crying because I'm so upset. And then I was like, grabbed the box and I brought it to rehearsal because I was still hungry. And I'm like,
continued eating Oreos.
Continue eating because that's what a fighter does. Okay.
A that's survivor.
Not, a survivor.
Here lies, the man who lost kids and chokes on Oreos.
I'm very interested though because it's a cookie. Would it not like dissolve?
No,
it,
not an Oreo.
No.
I don't know.
Hey, fat people, I know.
I got right scared.
Now, too much stuff in. You can't get it down.
I guess
you're fighting for your life.
I was fighting. I was like, okay. And then the main thought was, they're gonna be like, how did he die? They're gonna do an autopsy and they're gonna be like, who was the Oreo? Didn't chew it at all. Swallowed it whole.
No. You know what? I would cover for you.
Thank you.
I would go down there and I'd be like, or up there.
Side there.
I'd go over there and be like, no. He was murdered.
Someone shoved that Oreo down his throat.
Would nobody believe that about me? They'll be like, she ate that. Nah, that was her. She ate that.
Nobody believe that. It tracks. No.
Like, you lying. Lies.
I can't handle it. So what is this week? Tell us, Becca.
There's a lot of things going on. You know, I thought this episode that we could talk about holidays that were coming up and gifts, not just things that we've received from students and from parents, but like what teachers really think when
what they really those want. Gifts.
Because, you know, today is the first day of Hanukkah and Christmas is coming up because this week December starts and it's just so exciting. And I always get people asking me, what should I get my teacher? Or they try to describe.
Not coffee mugs.
No.
Don't listen to Miss Rogers.
I know a lot of people aren't going to agree with me, and that's okay. Oh, but my favorite thing that kids have ever.
If you see a coffee mug with Hershey kisses, I swear.
No, it's not. No, I seriously.
It's that coffee mug that says greatest teacher in the world.
Hershey kisses.
I did get one of those. Oh, I'm so excited. God. But no. My favorite is when my kids handwrite me letters.
Oh, 100%. Oh, no, for real. Yeah. For real.
I love it. Like,
I wouldn't agree with you.
Why would you think that's
a gift we wouldn't want?
I don't know. I thought people were going to be like, no, give me things. Like,
no.
How disrespectful.
No. I worked for the Head Start program. And so most of my family's didn't have much at all.
Oh, yeah.
And so I don't even know what it was. It was a bunch of really thick craft sticks glued together. They painted it white and made it like a little thumbprint wreath. And then his name was on it. And I had it on my desk like the entire time I was there.
The
parents are going to the Dollar Tree, wherever they're getting their stuff and give it to you. Like, I'm always like, don't give me mugs and chocolate. And then they hand it to me and I'm like, this is the most beautiful gift ever.
See, I have a little, and if I don't think any of my old kids watch this, probably not because I'm not cool, but in case they are, they're going to make fun of me.
I'm not cool. I just have 2 million followers on TikTok. Right.
I have 500,000 followers on YouTube, but I'm not cool.
I'm not cool at all.
I have a little box that I keep from the last 4 years, all of the written notes. And it started with the first letter that I ever got was from a kid from my student teaching. And I don't like, I know that he's like 18 and in college now, but I still don't want to like talk about my student's name or anything like that. Yeah. He knows who he is.
He knows.
You know who you
but
are.
He wrote me the first letter that I ever saved about how like at the beginning of the semester, he was in a really dark place and like really struggling. And by the end of it, he just decided he wanted to go to college, wanted to go to law school. They just had this whole future planned out for him when at the time, like at the beginning, he didn't know if he wanted to have a future. And I still have it. And I sometimes read it.
Oh, you should.
I even have a little drive on my Google Drive of like really sweet emails that
you need. You need to keep the stuff
me.
That like makes you like remind you. Like,
yeah, why you do it.
Because sometimes it's hard.
Pick-me-ups.
Yeah.
No, I always love the handmade gifts. Like, they're always the most special ones. Because you know they took time to do that.
They took the time.
Yeah.
Like, you took time to make that for me. And that is enough for me.
Yeah.
But, like, so I coach outside of, like, teaching. I coach a high school speech and debate team. And one of my first years coaching, my high school kids, like, obviously high school kids don't have a lot of money to begin with because they're in high school.
Yes.
But they all took the time to write me handwritten letters. They put it in this little box. And then they wrote me like the one girl, she made this sticky note thing where she attached all the sticky notes in like little folded things, and every time you opened up one of them, it was like a new like daily affirmation kind of thing. Like
that was really sweet.
You know that took her a long time.
Oh yeah. But I will go back and read those letters and just sob.
Yeah.
Like really sob for hours. I'm like, I don't even know you anymore. You're probably like far away from me, but you're so cute.
The best ones are when you have a student that is like been crazy all year long.
And then just like the sweetest
thing.
And
at the end
thing.
Of the year, they write you like the nicest letter. And like you think you hadn't even, you haven't been getting through to them, or like they feel like you don't like, you know, et cetera. Right. And then they write you this note and they're like, your class was the only class I liked.
Right.
Yeah. With the teacher that like you were super That's patient so with sweet. Me. I always felt like I'd come talk to you. And I'm like,
Yeah.
See, something that I cherish these, and I still have these, and I know this girl, she's going to know exactly, if probably not. I don't know, she follows a lot of my stuff, and she reaches out to me sometimes, and she's really sweet, and I think she's graduated by now, too. But I say a lot of silly things repetitively in class. You know, for example, if the kids are on their phones, or I'm an attention hog, like, I need all of your attention. Yeah. Like, I'd make it funny, but as a way of like, hey, I
also,
need
yeah.
phones away.
Yeah, yeah.
So at the end of the semester, she got me a bunch of custom-made stickers that were, one was attention, I like attention, and like just things that I would say all
she
semester.
She got call you out like that.
She did. She got me best history teacher like stickers. Like it was
cute.
So
what is
cute, and I just
is that your favorite gift? Yes. What's everyone's favorite? I'll go last because mine's sad, but what's everyone's favorite gift they've gotten?
That those. Because it was very like, she thought about
it's
it.
It's very thoughtful.
It was very thoughtful, and I just loved that I had that much of an impact where like, they could pick up on, I don't know.
Well, and they know you. Like, they know that you'd enjoy that. Yeah.
They know me.
Yeah.
I loved that.
Okay, so mine are kind of twofold. Like, I have one that's like a handmade gift and one that was very thoughtful but not handmade. Yeah. So, like, last year I had a student that was like obsessed with my TikTok. Like, she
that's really cute.
Loved my TikTok, wanted to be like in all the videos and stuff. And, like, I don't show kids in my videos.
Right. Yeah, but,
like,
you can't put them in there.
So,
it's for safety.
Like, towards the end of the year, my principal was like, hey, where do you get your makeup? And I was like,
that's a random question.
I mean, I don't know. And I just told her, like, the store. And then she was like, okay. And, like, it was just, like, the most random question. Yeah. And there was nothing attached to it. Ooh. So then, fast forward to the last day of school, this kid's mom got me, like, a $50 gift card to Ulta.
Oh, that's
and
so
then,
sweet.
Like, so she sweet. Had to leave early on the last day of school, so she came up to me, and she was like, bye, Miss Woolley, I'm leaving. And I'm, like, I gave her a hug, and then she, like, backs away, and you just see the face, and she's just like,
oh.
And I'm like, stop.
Yeah.
I'm like, literally, so smallest sweet. District ever. I'm like, you're going to be across the hall from me next year.
Right.
It's okay. I will see you every day. So
right.
But like, she was crying. It made me cry. But then the handmade gift I've actually gotten this year, I've gotten a lot of handmade things this year.
That's really sweet.
I have a lot of like very artsy kids this year. Mm-hmm. Two of the girls in my class have actually like painted a canvas for me. Like the one, she painted like a rainbow because I have a lot of rainbow all over my classroom. And she put like Mrs. William Fifth at the bottom. And the other one made a canvas that says Mrs. William Fifth, duh, because I always say that. And then the one I just got, She was drinking this Starbucks like Frappuccino, like one of those glass bottles in class. Mm-hmm. And like 3 days later, she brought me this like brown paper bag, and I pulled it out, and she had like taken off the label and like hand painted like Mrs. Woolley and Fifth and like polka dots all over it and like super cute, and then wrote me a note and stuck it in the bottle. So I got like a little message in a bottle
that
and
is
like
so that
it
is
was
so
just
cute.
Like, I used to never like come into school, and I'm really glad you're my teacher, and I love you, and thank you for being the best. And it's just like, why are you guys so sweet?
Right.
Like, why are you so sweet?
Oh, you actually, I know I already went, but you actually made me think of something else that a kid got me that I actually cried over of excitement, but also. So I had a girl in my American history class. Mm-hmm. She went to Disney World. Mm-hmm. Actually, I had this happened twice. Once at my first school, once at my second school. These kids went to Disney World with their families and specifically set out to find me something very specific.
What is it?
The first girl my first year teaching got me teas or Alice in Wonderland tea collection.
Oh, that's wow. Fun. Oh, because like, you like tea.
Because I love tea. I drink tea.
That's like sweet.
My,
that's
nice. For those of you that don't know, I don't usually do coffee. I do tea. I have a hot water heater in my room. That's the first thing I do in the morning. And if I'm ever in a bad mood, my kid, Miss Rogers, you need some more chai. And I'm like, I know. Okay. I know. So she got me a whole thing of Alice in Wonderland themed tea. And that was so sweet.
That's
and like,
really
she's
sweet.
Like, I spent all day looking for something aww. Like this for you. And I cried. I did.
That's so sweet.
Just thinking that that's what her goal on her vacation with her family.
Right.
Very and another sweet. Girl went to Universal Studios and got me a Gryffindor keychain because I'm a huge Potterhead. And yeah. it's still on my teacher keys to this day.
Oh. That's
it's been
sweet.
2 or 3 years. Still there. I will never take it off.
That's good.
What about you, Brie? What about a gift you've gotten?
So one of my students who was like cray cray this year, it wasn't at Christmas or whatever, but it was like right before I left. Because if you don't know, I left teaching. I work for board teachers full time. Shout out to board teachers. Shameless plug. Follow them on TikTok and Instagram and Facebook. It's B-O-R-E-D.
Oh my God.
Teachers. Board teachers. Anyway, so when I told my kids I was leaving, they all cried. And I was like, what? Y'all like me? I didn't even know y'all like me. I was like, everybody, they were like weeping and gnashing their teeth. And so one of my kids that was like my, he was a Tristan. He was like my Tristan kid. If you follow me on TikTok, you know, like, Tristan. My character that's always wreaking havoc is my Tristan kid. So Tristan was out with his mom, and he told his mom, like, Miss Richardson's leaving or whatever. So his mom bought me, it is like the cutest little, it's an Apple paperweight. I feel like I watched too much true crime because I was like, dang, you could kill somebody with this. But it's like a little.
She's like, thinking about it.
It's like a little Apple paperweight. And like when he brought it up to me, I was so surprised because I was like, I asked him, I was like, what is this? He was like, my mom got it for you. I was like, aww. I was like, but like, it was just so unexpected.
Yeah.
Like, I was just like, nope. I mean, cause my kid, I didn't tell my kids like, hey, get me something cause I'm leaving or whatever. So it was like the best gifts from our students are like, they're so, the ones that are unexpected. Mm-hmm. So they bought me that. And then last year I had a student who it wasn't necessarily a gift, but she kept telling me, I'm going to tell my mom to stop at Chick-fil-A one morning to get you breakfast. And I was like, no kid wakes up early enough.
Yeah. Right, right.
But she kept, like, she was telling me, like, all semester.
Yeah.
And she walked in one morning. She wasn't even, she's not even my first period class. But she walked in one morning and was like, here you go. And I was just like, and it was a morning, it's always a morning when you're like, it's crazy.
Yes.
Because I was like,
it's like the morning you need it.
Right. Yeah. Freaking copier jam. Somebody blew out the staff bathroom at like 7 a.m. I was like, I hate it here. And I was like sitting at my desk. My kids had asked me like 1,000 questions already before 8 a.m. And I was like, don't talk to me till 8:10. Like, I was just like, I need a second. And she came in with that Chick-fil-A. And I was like, you the real MVP.
That
like,
really
and
sweet.
It was just so unexpected.
Yeah.
But she was like, it's just so cool to know she was thinking about me outside of school.
Yeah.
She made it a point to keep asking her mom, hey, I really want to stop and get Miss Richardson something for breakfast.
I like, know. I had a kid get me, she brought me a, she just like kept asking me what my favorite kind of coffee is from Dunkin'. And like, you know, they always ask you random stuff.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I
they
didn't think anything of it.
Yeah.
And then like that next morning, she shows up with an iced caramel latte. And I was like, oh, that's so nice of you. Like, I needed that. Thank you.
Okay.
But like,
I needed this coffee so bad.
Because there's not one single coffee shop on my way to work. So I suffer every day, guys.
No, that's why I go out my way to be late. Because if you're going to be late, ain't no need to be hungry and decaffeinated and late.
No.
Might as well get you some coffee and be late.
What about you, Tao?
Okay. Hang on to your butts. So,
I always hang on to my butt.
So it's I shouldn't say I've gotten a lot of really amazing gifts from students, and there is a student gift in here, but it was the school. So have you ever like walked out and you're like, it smells like preschool, or it smells like that one day
like
in third grade? You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like it's
yes.
So my mom's favorite holiday was Thanksgiving. I don't know why. And so I very specifically remember being in second grade, and we made iced hand turkey cookies. I don't know why.
That's
for
cute.
Thanksgiving.
That's very cute.
And I remember my mom picking us up early, and I was in the back seat. It's raining outside. I have an iced cookie in my hand. I was super excited about it. And it was the Thanksgiving break. And I was just excited to be home with my family. And it's one of those things as like, just always remembered that. Right. And so, my mom very unexpectedly passed away, and she's our class social worker. Mm. And before she had died, we'd been like, you know, what do you think happened? So my mom's like, you'll know that I'm okay. And I was like, well, why? So she passed away in January of that year. And then we get through to November. Okay. And I'm at school and this, I've never told anyone about the turkey.
I've never told anyone about this
because why would I, it was just a memory I had that like I would think of on my, so I'm on my way to work and I was like, It's hand turkey cookie day. Like it just felt like that, right? And so I'm at school and they give every teacher in the district pies for Thanksgiving. And so, no, for the adults, it's like a nice thing they do.
Forget the kids, yeah, for you.
Sorry, but we all get pies.
Nothing.
So I get called to the office. They're like, hey, tell you need to pick up your dessert for Thanksgiving. I'm like, oh crap, I forgot. So I'm getting ready to go for the end of the day, and they were like, hey, here it is. And I was like, I thought we got pie. I'm like, oh no, we didn't do pie this year. I open it up, and it's a sugar cookie turkey.
Oh, so
just
crying.
A single one. And I was like, what? And I'm melting down. They're like, are you okay? Like, are you not allowed to eat it? And I was just like, and I did not want to explain it to them. I was just like, this is thanks. And so the school was really great. My mom worked at several schools. They didn't make us take out her office because it was just too hard. And so it was the end of that semester. So it's been a full year. And they're like, it's time for someone to occupy the thing. Right. I open her room. Haven't been in the office. It hadn't been open in a year. Filled with gifts for her students, for Easter, for all of this stuff. And so I was like, she was such a great woman. So I'm going around the school. I'm like, guys, here you go. So it was just it was like that one week was just.
That is so sweet. That so reminds emotional. Me of, this isn't like a school related thing. This is more my family. But my grandma passed away like 2 years ago. And like my grandma was like a second mom to me. So like every year she would get my aunts this bag of just random stuff for Christmas, like cute things, like things for the house. Like she would find like a Christmas, like, I don't know, Christmas towel to hang over the dishwasher or whatever. And every year she had done that. And then the year she passed away in July. And then that Christmas was like our first Christmas without her. Mm-hmm. It was really sad. And every year, my grandparents would get me a snow globe because I collect snow globes.
Oh, I love that.
So
it's really cute.
Thank you. So that Christmas I was kind of like bummed because I'm like, I'm not going to get a snow globe.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to like see them open up their bags of stuff. And my mom was very close with my grandma. And I guess when she was by herself, like my grandpa's still alive, when she was by herself over their house the one day, like cleaning or whatever, she went up into the attic and my grandma was like a hoarder of all things like holiday decorations for every holiday that like the whole upstairs of her house, like they have like a little bungalow style house. The whole upstairs is just like decorations for every holiday of the year. And my mom found a bag that was full of these little like trinkety type gifts that I guess she had been collecting over the year.
So that she could give them out.
So she could give them out at Christmas time. And
she was a planner.
That Christmas, she was a planner. And my mom, she started crying. And we're like, Mom, why are you? I'm like, what's wrong? Yeah. And she like reaches behind her and grabs these bags. And she gives us all a bag. And like I'm opening the bag and we're all crying and everything. And then at the bottom of the bag is a snow globe.
I'm like crying right
and
now.
I start bawling and I'm just like, I didn't think, like I thought the tradition was gonna die.
No.
And like my mom got me the snow globe and now I'm like the tradition lives on.
It's still here.
It was like one of those like This is a movie.
Right.
The end of a lifetime movie. Right.
And a good lifetime movie.
Okay, so since we're all sharing sad stories, or not sad, but stories at Christmas that made us
touching.
Cry. So my senior year in college, my senior year in college, I could not go be with my family for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And so I was going to stay on campus, and one of my college professors was like, no, you can come stay at my house, you know, with my family, you know. And so I went to their house, and Christmas Eve, we went to hang out with their family. It was great. You know, they had their little green bean casserole or whatever. And we had a really good time. So I go to sleep, you know, Christmas Eve. And when I wake up on Christmas morning, there are like a crap ton of presents under their tree. And I was like, okay, well, we're going to see their family today. So they wrapped all these presents like in the middle of the night or whatever, or right, you know, after I went to bed, because they're going to take them, you know, and pass them out to their family when we go eat. So come downstairs and they're like, no, all these presents are for you. And I was like, y'all, I started bawling. I was like, what? They were like, yeah.
Faith in humanity restored.
Hey. Y'all. And the crazy part is the entire week, they had been buying stuff behind my back. Stop. The entire week.
That's really
and
cute.
And stockpiling it the whole week. And that then when so I went sweet. To bed, they wrapped all that stuff. Y'all. Oh, but it was like the best.
You were, I had no idea. They asked me what color iPad I'd won. I was like, what do you mean?
What do you think? I mean, that y'all, so I have pictures on my Facebook of
if you
me.
Could get like anything from Balenciaga, what would it be?
Yeah.
I have like these pictures of like me sitting on, because I, you know, when you're in college and you're like skinny and you can fold your legs. I was sitting on top of their like man, like their fireplace. They had like a little raised area, and there's just presents all around. Like after I opened all the stuff, there's just presents all around me.
That's really
and I'm like sitting with my legs crossed in my little Union University t-shirt, and I'm like,
it's just like genuinely good and people.
They're fantastic people. That's like really having cute. People like that that just support you. No mm-hmm. matter what, like I miss college because in college everybody feeds you. They're know, like coming yeah. out of my house. It's like one big community. I did I not love that
see.
About
I didn't
college.
Have that experience because I went to school. I was a commuter. Oh. So like my yeah. college was 20 minutes from my house. Mm-hmm. So like there was no point in me like going and staying on campus.
Right.
So like I seriously am like, I did not get the college experience. I just went
I
to class and went home. And I wish I
oh,
would have
man.
Done that.
I loved it so much.
Mm-hmm. It is a sense of community. Cause everyone, I mean, it we is. Do not prepare kids for college in the emotional sense of like, yeah. mm-hmm. there's no in between. You're like at home with your parents 24/7 right. or with whoever's raising you. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, surprise, you're gonna be by yourself. Oh, you get some major time.
Shout out. Yeah.
Well, so kind of going back to, and this is like kind of going back to the traditions kind of thing because mm. It made me think of it, you know, Avery and I celebrate Christmas, but my side of my family mm-hmm. celebrates Hanukkah.
Yeah.
And I'm going to preface this. We now know the date, but because my grandfather was a Holocaust survivor, there was a large portion of his life where he didn't know his birthday.
Oh.
Like we can't get a hold of any birth certificates yeah. for him or anything to this day. We have never been able to like get a birth certificate.
So how'd you find out then?
I don't remember exactly. I think his siblings.
They knew.
Because he had a lot of siblings and he had two that survived with him.
Okay.
But for a long time, he didn't know the exact date. And so they know that it's around this time of year. And so every year, it's the first night of Hanukkah. Every
oh,
single
that
year.
Makes
That's
me so happy.
So when we were little, we always did our best to get together for yeah. Hanukkah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's his birthday.
Yeah.
And it's a little harder now that all the cousins are grown. Because there's six of us. Yeah. I can mm-hmm. sometimes do math. I'm thinking there's three brothers, two kids.
Right.
There's six of us. And so we're all grown and out of college and starting real jobs and yeah. things like that. So it is a little harder, but that's our thing is first night of Hanukkah is Saba's birthday. And that, yeah. So it's today. Happy birthday.
Oh, that makes me so happy.
But happy birthday. What's his name?
Abe.
Abe. Happy birthday, Abe.
Abe? What a sturdy name.
I love it.
Oh, you also made me think of another gift story.
I used to have a professor in college that every time somebody started talking, he'd be like, this reminds me of a story. And then he would go off like long tangents. So I love this. Every time Becca says, you just reminded me.
I have so many stories. I had a really sweet kid in one of my classes one year. So sweet. He had autism, but not severe. I honestly don't know why they didn't have him in a one-on-one class mm-hmm. because he really would have benefited from that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I did everything that I could. I had 42 kids in my class that semester. 42.
In one class?
In high schoolers. 42 teenagers.
I'd be sitting in the corner crying.
Class. Yeah, that would be
what
me.
You said, hey, 10 of y'all sit on the ceiling because I ain't got nowhere else.
Yeah. Not only was he like autistic, he was also an English language learner. And I don't know Spanish. I never took Spanish. I took French. And so I did my best. And like we kind of had a system of anything that I gave him that was already differentiated, he would highlight words that he didn't understand in English. Yeah. And we'd mm-hmm. talk about it. And at the end of the semester, his mom gave me a mug. I love mugs. Don't come at me. I love mugs.
Coming back to the
but
mugs.
But my admin wouldn't let me keep it in my classroom.
Why?
Because it had a Bible verse on it.
Oh.
And I was really mad. I was really mad. But it's at my house.
How can they control what coffee? What you say, got on your coffee cup?
It's not like you're like teaching that.
It's like you're throwing Bibles at kids.
When I tell you, okay, I have not had the best luck with admin. Like my first admin for my first school.
I'm sorry, but I'm a thug. I would have been like, sir, I don't even disrespect admin, but sir, first of all, mind the business that pays you money.
There was a, at her, so she went to a different school the year after I, like that year, the year that I left that school. Her new school within a few months had a petition to fire her. Like they were petitioning the county to get rid of
honestly,
her.
Honestly, that would be an all-time low for me if there was a petition to get me fired. I don't think I could stay. I would be like, oh, you're right.
If someone signed it, I'm out. Yeah, like that.
Well, just because somebody was a good teacher doesn't mean they're going to be a good admin.
No.
Right.
They needed to be said.
No.
Well, guys, we are so happy that y'all have joined us for this episode. We have had a great time. In the comments, if you're watching this on YouTube, in the comments, if you'll tell us what your favorite Christmas memory is or was.
No, save that because it's just the beginning of December.
My bad. Never mind. Scrap it.
We'll save it. What do you like getting for teachers? For gifts, what is something that if you're a teacher, what do you like to receive? And if you are someone that's a giver, if you're giving a gift, like inspire other people.
Trade ideas.
Do you like to give teachers?
I do think that's a good idea, though, Brie. I think we could have them put stories in the comments, and then maybe we can share some of their stories. I think that would be awesome. So, share your stories, share your favorite gifts that you've gotten or are giving, or anything that you would like to receive if you're a teacher.
And we'll talk about it.
And
we'll
talk about it. Favorite Christmas memory. Because I would love that. Would be fun to be fun.
Some other people's favorite Christmas memories.
Love that.
Super cute.
All right. Bye, best friend.
Bye. See you later.